this is used in design and all over the world. The first companies to really accept what we were doing here and what they were doing in Dresden, that was Mitsubishi and Toshiba and what's the other big company in Japan. My memory is not very good for names, but three big Japanese companies who were all in the SF6 business. They became very interested. And I came to know them, the research people there, very much, especially Dr. Tohei Mita, who was head of all SF6 work in Mitsubishi. Dr. Mita is today living in Boston, in the USA, where he is head of a research lab which Mitsubishi has set up there for, it's more in the line of computer applications now. But he was one of the pioneers in the practical aspects of it. And it was also necessary to another problem when you they started using these things was that although your main insulating material is SF6, you must have solids to keep the parts apart. For example, in these bus bar systems for SF6, where the conductor is a tube in another larger tube, so it's a coaxial system, you must have spacers to keep the inner tube in position.
Right.
And charge accumulation on such spacers became very important. And then came the problem of how to forecast these charge distributions. And I think that is one of the greatest contributions we have made here to this field, that we have found out how you can calculate these things in a simple way. You can always use a sledgehammer approach and try to solve the Poisson differential equation for the total system. But in engineering, money is an important parameter. So if you can invent a method where you can bypass all these costly computational procedures, you are well off. And that changed our line of research here from the actual breakdown more into the interface between a gas and a dielectric. We developed methods by which you could work out from probe measurements how charges are distributed. Then the next step was that these dielectric systems you must have in your system, they are never ideal if it is, for example, an epoxy spacer in an SF6 system. There will be small voids in the small cavities in the epoxy. You can not get rid of these. They are there. You have to live with them.
So you have to account for that in theory somehow.
And since they will be filled with gas, either air or SF6 or things which can be introduced during the manufacture, you get electrical discharges in these voids. They are called partial discharges. And if you have a large system and you have a small void, you don't even know where the void is. But you can detect at the electrodes of your system that something is happening. So the problem is from a detectable system to work out what is happening in the void. And that is what has occupied me for the last 5, 6, 7 years full time.